This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau celebrated the close and inseparable U.S.-Canada relationship and vowed that the two nations remain committed to defending Ukraine as it tries to repel a Russian invasion that has no end in sight. In a joint news conference with the Canadian Prime Minister, Biden says China's dealings with Russia do not signal a strong alliance.
Tell me how, in fact, you see a circumstance where China has made some significant commitment to Russia. And what commitment can they make?
The two discussed several issues other than the war in Ukraine, including the unrest in Haiti and a new migrant enforcement policy. Trudeau says the measure, which went into effect at midnight local time, shuts down a process that has enabled tens of thousands of immigrants from across the world to move between the countries and pursue asylum cases.
After midnight tonight, police and border officers will enforce the agreement and return irregular border crossers to the closest port of entry with the United States.
Police in South Texas say that two migrants have been found dead and at least 10 have been hospitalized after authorities received a call that they were suffocating in a freight train car traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. Police say that the 15 migrants were found inside. China is threatening serious consequences after the United States Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row. Beijing claims that's a violation of its sovereignty and security. Tensions have been rising between China and the United States in the region. Washington has been pushing back at Beijing's growingly assertive posture in the South China Sea, a strategic waterway it claims virtually in a